Hey guys, thanks for tuning in and welcome to The Market, a show about real estate and what really goes on behind the curtain. My name is Linda Villa and I've been in the industry for over 25 years. And on today's episode, we're going to talk to the amazing Zona Weekly, our commercial title officer here at Tycor Title. Zona, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your expertise?
As Linda said, my name is Zona. I've been in the industry for too long to tell you, but in excess of 40 plus years, and really started at the ground up. I started in the entry-level position and navigated through the various channels of the company, so I had exposure to pretty much every entry-level position, moving on upwards to search, and then ultimately in the title department as an assistant, and eventually I transitioned into a title officer, and I've been doing this for, you know, like I said, 45 plus years.
So how long have you been with Tycor Title?
I've been with the FNF companies under its umbrella for over 25 years.
Wow.
With the Tycor brand, it's been over a decade.
Wow.
So this particular division, I transitioned from Chicago Title Commercial Services to start building a commercial division here. But I, you know, work in all fields of the spectrum, you know, in discussing this with Linda earlier, I even handle residential transactions, you know, and I deal with a lot of professional fiduciaries. I've dealt with bankruptcy sales, fiduciary sales, probate sales, and of course, every, you know, high level of commercial transaction, dealing with banks, lenders, real estate agents, brokers, and attorneys,
wow,
and even the principals to a transaction.
And every one of those subjects would be a separate conversation, right?
More or less.
Yeah, I mean, they're detailed and specific. So I'd love to drill down on that at a later date. But right now, I just wanted to ask you, what is title and why is it needed? That's an often asked question. And I would love the layman to hear it from the expert.
The simplest way to put it, in the simplest of terms and the summarized version, is title insurance is a means to protect, you know, financial institutions who are financing an acquisition or refinance of a property, or a buyer from financial loss due to various defects to the title or the property. And this could be a multitude of things, but that's the reason, the main reason that drives title insurance, like you would have for your homeowner's insurance in the event of a claim on a homeowner's policy due to a, damage to the property. This is, the title insurance is on the land, the actual piece of real estate that's acquired.
And it's on the actual chain, right, and ownership of the property?
Yes, correct. We confirm the legal ownership of the property. Another reason behind, because especially if you have sometimes in familial transactions, your challenges can be greater and your loss can be greater because of, you know, infighting with a family through, let's say, in the instance of a inheritance or something like that, if the property were to come down through the family. And so with a chain of ownership, a lot of times it can be challenging to reconcile all of the documents that record. And not only do we confirm the ownership, but we also establish all of the matters that affect that particular piece of property, like easements, covenants, restrictions, special agreements, assessments, taxes, all of those things.
It's pretty complicated, right? So it's best to have an expert rather than trying to do it yourself.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the reason why we are here, you know, to vet all of that and, you know, acquire all of the information, and then ultimately take on that liability in the event of a loss or claim that's suffered. Whereas if, you know, Sue Jones goes out and decides to go down to the county courthouse and run a grantor-grantee run and try to sort things out on her own, and then later on find out that there's flawed records, there's no recourse in a situation like that.
Oh, good to know, right. Yeah. So you also have a wealth of resources that you have access to the regular average person would not. Correct?
That is correct. The average person would, their only way to acquire this information is to actually go down to the courthouse and run a grantor grantee run. And some of this stuff goes back to land patents. So that would be a very challenging prospect for anyone who's not familiar with the industry. And yes, we have those resources in place. We have different title agencies that we utilize as our vendors in supplying us with the information for the property chains, and we have access to old vellums and patents and everything of that nature, whereas, you know, the average Joe wouldn't.
Right. So I've heard people say to me, it's a waste of money. Why do you need title insurance? But it survives the closing, right?
Yes. It's issued as of the date of closing. Now, matters that typically, you know, and it can cover, you know, especially under like a residential homeowner's policy, which is intended for a party who's acquiring a 1-4 single family and their owner-occupant to the property. There's like a multitude of coverages under that policy, and that would be, you know, a class all of its own just for someone to see what all the covered risks are. But bottom line is, there are things that could occur after closing that could potentially impact the title insurance, and the title insurance would not survive.
Like changing title after the close of escrow could negate a policy, correct?
If there's a transfer of ownership to a third party after close, after the issuance of the policy of title insurance, that policy would expire at that point. There are transfers where, again, under the covered coverages afforded under certain policies, a transfer, as an example, from Mr. and Mrs. Jones to their family trust, that would survive because it's still benefiting Mr. and Mrs. Jones.
So I know that you specialize in commercial sales or commercial title insurance. Can you tell me a little bit about, first of all, the differences between commercial and residential? And after the close of escrow, you mentioned, if they change title, it could possibly negate a policy. But are there endorsements in place that they could obtain if they were, because it's commercial, they're in and out of LLCs or trusts or corporations? Do you have a way to protect them if they needed to change title after the closing?
Yes, actually, the only difference, there really is no difference between residential and commercial with respect to title insurance. Title insurance is what it is. And it's just, you know, the product doesn't change, but the nature of the transaction sometimes can have different nuances that, you know, you wouldn't have under a residential transaction that you would under a commercial transaction.
Can you give me an example?
Yes. An example under a commercial transaction would be you start out with the acquiring party being an LLC comprising of various members, which is managed by one party, let's say, or it could be even a corporate manager. Let's say there's a financing component to the acquisition. There are instances where a lender will come in later, or the borrower will negotiate with the lender and want to change the terms to the loan, where they want to release some of the guarantors to the loan and or change the guarantor to the loan and the borrower to the loan, which would be like a loan assumption and modification. In that instance, the policy for the loan, there's typically endorsements that are in place that we would afford the lender that we insure. They would engage us for that request. We would do a date down on the real estate records, and then we would endorse the policy. Usually, in concert with that, we would also be recording some sort of memorandum of assumption and loan modification agreement with that transaction.
So it can get a little complicated, right?
Yes.
When you're working with commercial and investors.
Correct. And when anyone ever makes a change in their ownership, it's always very important, because a title insurance is company is not the one who dictates what would be subject to or not subject to a reassessment of the property or potential capital gains, loss, or anything of that nature. So it is always strongly recommended that parties who intend to transfer title from individuals to an LLC or wholly owned corporation or anything of that nature, that first, before doing so, consult with their CPA and ultimately the assessor if there's a concern with respect to reassessment of the property records.
So quick question, what is the distinction between the homeowner and the CLTA? So homeowner has, does
the homeowner
policy?
Has more coverage than
yeah.
the CLTA.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask, yeah. Can you tell me the distinction or the difference between an owner's policy and a lender's policy? That's often a question I'm often asked.
Well, the owner's the difference is who is insured under the policy. Under an owner's policy, the purchaser is the one that's insured. Under a lender, it would be the lender who is lending the money for either the refinance or acquisition by that purchaser. But that's the distinction. It's the insured.
So what does it? How does it insure the lender? Is it their priority or their position?
Yes, there are covered risks under the loan policy that as I was alluding to when we initially discussed the purpose behind title insurance is to protect lenders and buyers from potential claims as a result of financial loss or defects in the property. Well, one of those things would be a lien that could potentially take precedence over that lender's lien. A perfect example of this is on construction loans. Construction loans, that's why a title company has a lot more underwriting involved on a construction loan, because in California especially, mechanic liens laws are such that if labor has commenced prior to the funding of that construction loan, regardless of the fact that a mechanic lien was filed months or even a year after the construction loan closed, that mechanic lien could have precedence over that lender's loan.
So how long after you close escrow would the purchaser receive their policy?
They should receive it within 30 days of the close of escrow and the recording of the document.
Yeah. So if someone listening wanted more information about a commercial or a residential transaction and the title insurance, where would they reach you at, Zona? What's your number?
My direct line is 619-260-5221, and my email is z.weekly, W-E-E-K-L-E-Y, at tycortitle.com.
Awesome. Now, I know there are so many variables that we could discuss, probate, interspousal, or community property interest and interspousal deeds. It could go on forever. So I want to be able to share your information with anyone listening. If they have specific questions, they can call you directly about title insurance or clearing title. I really appreciate you taking your time on a busy day today. I look forward to talking to you more.
No problem, Linda. It's my pleasure. I'm glad I was to be of service. And, anyone can reach out at any time if they have any questions.
Perfect. Okay. Appreciate it, Zona. Thank you so
right.
much.
Mm-hmm.